How are you?
I'm really very good.
Oh, come on. Isn't there any day that you go, Tony, I'm just having a lousy day?
You know, I always look at alternatives. There could be something worse going on this day. And so when I look at it that way, hey, I'm up and about. I'm doing things. I'm enjoying things. I have a great wife. I have a good family. I'm talking to you this morning. I'm in a good mood.
All right. Were you in a good mood after Michigan State's last basketball game against Purdue on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Selective remembering. What game? that was a tough game. But, you know, when you've had all the astounding memories we've had over the years, you're going to get some games like this. And Purdue had the game of their life, and, you know, we did not. It was just a tough game. And, listen, until you get to heaven, as my mother would say, these are things that happen sometimes.
All right. I've got a couple of emails that led me to have you on the program. And one was kind of along the lines of one of the things that you and I were talking about. But what can parents, what do parents need to do to have a loving family with mentally mature children?
Well, I think first of
all... And isn't that an oxymoron, mentally mature children?
Well, I don't think so. I think that you can be a mature bad guy, okay? I mean, you can be a mature person who's able to do wrong, do things to bad people. My definition, as I would define it, is if you're going to be mature, meaning you're a good-thinking person for your age, you're trying to make good decisions, you're trying to advance others, you're trying to advance yourself, that would be, to me, a healthy, mentally healthy, mature kind of a person. Now, as far as what families can do, I think if families are loving, families are caring, families are not judgmental in the sense of being, you know, condemning, finding fault with, if the environment is one that people feel they can grow in it, that they are nurtured, that they are respected, that they are encouraged to do their best, they're given tools to do that, and when they try, they're not going to worry about, am I going to be condemned? Am I going to be treated badly? It seems simple, but as you know, so many families fail in so many of these areas. But that's the kind of loving, encouraging type environment with parents, by the way, that are trying to be mature, not just ruling, you know, screaming, yelling, complaining type people, but is trying to be a team. And when you see it, you know it right away, and it's wonderful.
All right, I need some specific tools. How do we transition children from the thinking of what do I want, what do I need, what is self-gratifying, to sharing, to serving others?
Well, I think part of it, believe it or not, having an animal is a nice start. Okay, now there are other. Let's just say when you have an animal, a cat, a dog, that you look after, you learn to love, you learn to care for, you learn to look after the person. That's a good start. I'm not saying everyone has to do that, but that is a good thing. And then having people help out, have them help the grandma, have them help somebody in the neighborhood, be involved in something more than just what they want, be talking and giving examples of people that give, the family volunteering in a church or a community activity. Those are the kinds of things. So people start seeing themselves as a reach out, as a giving kind of a situation where children do that. That's how people develop that, Tony. A lot of people that we see that are so willing to help jump right in there, be a team player, often they learned that at home. Or ironically, sometimes when they didn't see it at home and it bothered them, they then develop those skills afterwards, seeing it as important. But the main thing is, don't have your child just give them anything they want. Don't develop the narcissist in your home, the person who believes sun comes up in the morning so they have light, goes down at night so they can sleep. So you want to develop giving, understanding, being part of a team, and not just demanding and wanting, but more giving as much as receiving.
What happens to a child when the child is yelled at, when a child is constantly cut off from expressing thoughts, especially thoughts and ideas that they believe in and really want to share?
Well, the end result often is great anger, frustration, bullying on others, and never really developing into a positive person. And that is where character disorders develop, or people that are just so ingrained with being negative, destructive, that they never fully come out of it. And there are a lot of those. The narcissist would be one example. The sociopath would be another one. The person who just won't help, won't be involved. And the very angry, violent person often comes from environments where they're criticized, yelled at, they're hit, they're never told they're right. And sadly, they often pick up those same behaviors. They just want to become the next big bully who can go out and do those same types of things. Very sad, Tony, and those are destructive homes.
Well, finally, Dr. Baracchio, what can be done to help those kids get out of those patterns and, more importantly, the people who put them in those positions?
Well, I believe this. I believe every one of us in our roles, okay, we can be teachers, we can be neighbors, we can be just people walking the road of life. If we can be just friendly, if we can be encouraging, if we can get in any type of mentoring situation where we can just show someone we care and just show them what is the right thing to do, even just by modeling. This is why if you talk to people that have come from very difficult backgrounds and they're kind, they're people trying to do good, they'll often tell you about that person. It could have been an aunt, could have been a neighbor, could have been a minister, could have been a teacher, could have been just somebody who encouraged them and let them know that they were special, they were unique, they had something to share. So all of us, you know, it's kind of like we're in this big village in the world we're in, and we all need to try to do our share. And that's part of being a good human being, Tony, when we are there and available. And these are things that don't even cost anything often. We're just talking about the smile, the help, the encouragement, like, good job, that was a good thing you did. Nice to see you, be helpful. Catching a person doing a good deed. Those are the things that can encourage and help the person. And with parents that are dysfunctional or really negative, hopefully they will on their own begin to see the negativity and try to change. And often through counseling, through ministers, through friends, they can come about and bring changes. Because there are ineffective parents that do become effective, but sadly, many of them just spend a lifetime ineffective, and often the children are on their own, or schools, or teach, whoever it might be, others in the person's life have to be to pick up the slack. And if that's the case, that's just our job as human beings to try and be as helpful as we can.
Dr. John Baracchio is with the Regional Psychological Center in East Lansing. Dr. John, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Have a good day.